What's good, y'all? Welcome back to another episode of Black and Aquatics Freedom Through Swimming. Please excuse my voice. I'm a bit under the weather. This past week, I had my LGI class, and it went pretty good. However, we were out there in what I considered the cold with some breeze. So, yeah, that was fun, and I am super excited to be a lifeguard instructor once again. We'll see what will come from that moving forward. Like I said in last week's episode, this time around I hope to do a lot more with my LGI. And because of that, this episode was delayed, but thanks again for tuning in even though it's late. This week is going to be a pretty shorter episode than normal. So let's get into it. This week, I am going to highlight Black Girl Sunscreen. Now, this company isn't a swim company, but, you know, for our sport and what we do, sunscreen is very important. So I figured this is my favorite sunscreen brand, and why not just go ahead and highlight them? It was founded by a Black woman back in 2016. I've been using the sunscreen, I want to say, since 2018, maybe a little bit before then, but honestly, I'm not too sure. I've been using the sunscreen for years, and I absolutely love it. Black Girl Sunscreen was created with women of color in mind. The goal of Black Girl Sunscreen is to start the conversation globally around sun safety, to educate and protect melanin beauties worldwide. That is what's stated on their website. I remember when they just had the one product, which was just their regular bottle of SPF 30 sunscreen. Now they have more products. I'm seeing billboards. I remember when I saw their first billboard down here in South Florida, and I was like, oh wow, like, you know, they are definitely making moves. They're definitely expanding, and I think it's a great thing to see. And what really attracted me to this company, not only was it created by a Black woman, but the sunscreen is also vegan and it's reef safe. So love those two things, and that's what really made me try the sunscreen in the first place. And a couple weeks ago, I saw on Twitter that they are now an official event or game day sponsor for FAMU's women's track and field and softball teams. So I thought that was really cool. Love to see Black businesses supporting HBCUs. As always, if there's a swim company or a Black-owned business in your local community that serves the Black community and you think we should highlight them, please reach out to us at podcast@blackandaquatics.com or tweet at us at blackandaquatics. Peace.